Being familiar with the Gospels, we know that repeatedly Jesus anticipated his passion, his death, and his resurrection. And here we are just perhaps an hour before he will go out into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he puts it succinctly that you will indeed grieve, but then your grief will turn to joy. And the apostles do not understand what Jesus is talking about. This tension between the grief we experience because of the sorrows of life, but then the anticipation of that grief coming to an end. And of course, what Jesus is saying specifically is that on Good Friday, you will grieve my death, but you will see me on Easter Sunday, and your grief will indeed turn to joy. One of the things that St. Augustine wrote many, many years ago was that the season of Lent is for us an experience in a sense of what it is to live in this world, a world where we experience hardship, suffering, and sorrow. And that the Easter season, said St. Augustine, anticipates the joy that we will know in the fullness of heaven. And he said, we have these two liturgical seasons to help us, in a sense, validate what we know in the present, but also we have the hope of anticipating what we will experience in the future. One person who expressed this beautifully was St. Teresa of Avila. She was born in the year 1515 and died in the year 1584. And she wrote this beautiful prayer that brings into focus what we're talking about today, the tension between present sorrow and future joy. Listen to what this 16th century saint prayed to the Lord in relation to her own life. The words of St. Teresa of Avila. Alas, how long is this exile, O Lord? And how the desire to see you makes it seem longer still. O Lord, what can an imprisoned soul do? I want to please you. Behold me, Lord. If I have to live longer in order to serve you further, I refuse none of the crosses which may await me on earth. These are the words of a saint. And what does St. Teresa say here? This is an exile. This is painful. I long to be with you, Lord. I want my sorrow to come to an end. And yet, Lord, if you ask me to stay, I will embrace every cross that comes my way so that I will please you. Listen to what she then goes on to say. And now she's actually talking to her soul. And these are her words addressing her soul. Oh, to do your will. Could I do anything better than that? Hope, therefore, my soul, hope. Watch carefully, for you know not the day nor the hour. Everything passes quickly, even though your desire makes a short time seem very long. Remember, says St. Teresa, that the more you struggle, O my soul, the greater the proofs of love you will be giving to your God. And afterwards, the more you will enjoy your beloved in happiness and felicity without end. Do you see what St. Teresa is saying to her soul? That as she struggles, that as she experiences the sorrow, the longing, but continues to give her yes to God, this actually pleases God. And then at the end of her prayer, what beautiful words. And afterwards, the more you will enjoy your beloved in happiness and felicity without end. When Jesus speaks to us in today's gospel, we, in some ways, are in that place of present sorrow. And I imagine some of you here today know this in a particular way. You know the deep emptiness because a spouse has died. You know the deep struggle as you live with a chronic illness. Or as we anticipate a summer where we don't know how much smoke we are going to have. We don't. This world is precarious. This world is beyond our ability to control. But if we have the perspective of Saint Teresa, if we have the vision of Saint Augustine, who liturgically is able to say, Lent is our present experience, the Easter season is our future joy, then we can discover more and more what it is to be a hope-filled, trusting people in the present. May Saint Teresa of Avila be an inspiration to us, and may we hear Jesus say to you and to me, very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us.